This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is in critical condition today after a shooting at a constituent event for the Arizona Democrat left six dead and at least a dozen injured. The news of Giffords' shooting has shocked her fellow lawmakers, and it prompted Republicans to postpone all votes scheduled on the House floor, including the pending controversial health care vote. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Gabrielle Giffords was fresh off a campaign victory, winning her swing district by just 1% last fall when dozens of her conservative Democrat colleagues failed. She was holding her first Congress on Your Corner event of the year, where constituents would get the chance to have a one-on-one meeting with her.
One of the reasons she has been elected in a district that is not Democratic is because of these events. People know her. People know she cares. She knows them.
That's Don Bivens, a friend of the Congresswoman and head of the state Democratic Party. That Giffords was attacked in the act of public service made it all the more tragic, said President Barack Obama yesterday.
Listening to the hopes and concerns of her neighbors. That is the essence of what our democracy is all about. That is why this is more than a tragedy for those involved. It is a tragedy for Arizona and a tragedy for our entire country.
In her first week back to Congress, Giffords filed a bipartisan bill to cut her own salary and that of her colleagues in the House and Senate by 5%. She was one of 19 Democrats who did not vote for Nancy Pelosi in leadership elections. And not only did the Arizona Democrat jump at the chance to participate in the reading of the Constitution on the House floor with Republicans, she got to read a coveted amendment.
The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
Ideologically, Giffords was at the center of her delegation. She was pro-choice on the issue of abortion, a gun owner who could vote in favor of Second Amendment rights, and a solar energy proponent who backed the Democrats' controversial cap-and-trade energy bill last year.
She's not only a fighter, but she's tough. And I think both those are going to serve her well right now.
Gabby Giffords is an energetic, bright, capable representative, and I always enjoyed working with her. She was someone that you could work with easily across the aisle.
That's retired Republican Congressman John Shadegg and Democrat Raul Grijalva, both from Arizona. Grijalva and Giffords reported broken windows and doors to their congressional offices around the time of the final health care overhaul vote last March. And Giffords reported receiving threatening calls and emails. Back then, Giffords appeared on MSNBC and was critical of heightened political rhetoric, at one point even criticizing former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin for imagery on her Political Action Committee website.
I mean, they really need to realize that the rhetoric and firing people up and, you know, even things, for example, we're on Sarah Palin's targeted list, but the thing is that the way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. And when people do that, they've got to realize there's consequences to that action.
In a statement yesterday, Palin said she offered her sincere condolences to Giffords and the other victims. Still, Democrat and Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik echoed concerns around the current political atmosphere in his state.
People tend to poo-poo this business about all the vitriol that we hear inflaming the American public by people who make a living off of doing that. That may be free speech, but it's not without consequences.
But so far, it's in no way clear what, if any, motive there was for the shooting. And lawmakers reacting to the shooting most often describe it as an act of senseless violence. Audie Cornish, NPR News.